can you get absolutely free medical advice over the phone? Well, this is the place to do it. This is Ask the Doctor, and it is brought to you by St. Vincent's Healthcare and News 104.5 WOKV. I'm your host, Roxy Tyler, and today we're going to talk about something that's very common, but we still don't have a cure for, and it's the common cold. And the doctor is in the house today. He is Dr. Brent Beedling. He is a family practice and sports medicine doctor, and I know that we've had you on before, and I'm so glad to have you back again today. Thank you for coming in and sharing your expertise.
Well, I'm glad to be back, Roxy, and thank you for having me.
And, you know, it is something that we always, you know, the kids are back at school, and it always seems like, you know, once you get a big bunch of kids together in school and then they bring those things back home with them, and then, you know, maybe the kid has the cold and then the mom and the dad and then the siblings, and it just keeps going around the thing. So I want to talk about, we're going to talk about the symptoms, we're going to talk about, you know, what you can do to feel better, and a number of things, but if you've got a question throughout the program and you would like to call us, we are live on this Saturday afternoon. You can give us a call at any time. The number is 340-1045. That is 904 area code 340-1045. And Dr. Beedling, let's first start with, what are the main symptoms of a cold? And I know, you know, we are also in allergy season, and sometimes it's kind of hard to tell the difference if you're sneezing because, you know, you got your allergies, or if maybe it's a cold. So how do we know if we actually have a cold?
Well, let's take a step back first, and Okay. Let's kind of understand what a cold is, why we get a cold, how it spreads, and things like that. And we'll touch on the symptoms and why you have the symptoms. I'm of the belief that if you kind of know what you're dealing with, that you're better able to cope with it and you're better able to treat it. And so I try to advise my patients appropriately based on what's going on. And the first thing I'd like to do is I would really like, because you touched on it earlier, that, you know, the kids go back to school and then it starts to spread throughout the whole, you know, community and everything like that. And it really does spread fast. But I'd like to break the biggest myth, and a cold has nothing to do with cold weather. You don't catch a cold going out in the cold weather. The cold is actually transmitted by viruses from person to person through secretions. And the big thing with the cold is there's so many different viruses that can cause a cold that it's very difficult for us to make any kind of one specific treatment for it.
Like the flu vaccine, we don't have a cold vaccine,
correct?
Right?
Okay. And because the rhinovirus, think of the rhinoceros with its big old horn or snout there, mm-hmm. being a big old nose.
Right.
The rhinovirus is the most common one, but there's parainfluenza, there's corneaviruses, there's respiratory syncytial viruses, there's enteroviruses. There's several viruses that actually cause the cold, rhinovirus being the most common, but depending on which virus you catch, that would depend on which symptom would dominate, you know, the common cold.
Okay.
And these viruses are very smart, okay, meaning that they are able to mutate. So if we did have a cure for it, say we had a vaccine today, well, by the time we got it out to everybody, a week, 2 weeks later, the virus would have mutated and changed, making that vaccine basically worthless.
Mm.
They're very, very tricky, and that's the problem, and that's why we can't come up with a pill that would treat the virus, or that we can't come up with a vaccine, because it is very, very what we call mutable. Okay?
Right. So it's
it
a working. Yeah.
It's correct.
It's totally, you know, kind of morphing into something else all the time.
Exactly. And that's why it's very difficult to treat. But the good thing is it's a self-limited thing, meaning it doesn't do serious damage.
Thank goodness.
You don't die of the common cold. If you did, we'd be in serious trouble. That's for sure.
Yeah, because everybody gets them.
Now,
it seems like.
Yeah, usually the symptoms of a common cold, like you want me to touch on, mm-hmm. Typically runny nose is probably the most common, sore throat, nasal congestion, a mild fatigue, low-grade fever, a cough, and sometimes a mild headache, sometimes a little bit of muscle aches as well. Now, your typical cold, and like I said, everybody's immune system is better, and the viruses are all different, so you may have one that a sore throat is dominant. You may have one that a runny nose is dominant. You may have one that a cough is dominant. And depending on how your immune system responds and the virus you have, yours may last a week, it may last 3 days, it may last 2 weeks, it could even last up to 3 weeks, okay? So that's why, although we call it a common cold, as doctors we like to call them upper respiratory infections, because there's not one specific virus, and there's not one specific course that everybody is going to follow. as far as that's concerned.
Gotcha.
But your typical cold will, I mean, what we say would, this would be typical. I call it the rule of threes. Usually it starts with a sore throat, maybe a low grade fever, and you feel a little bit tired, not extremely tired, but a little bit tired. And you kind of know I'm coming down with something.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get more into the nasal symptoms. Then you kind of get into the runny nose, and maybe you feel congested. And then you start to get a slight cough, which is usually dry. The mucus in the nose then starts to thicken. It may become yellow or green. Okay? That's still a cold.
Okay.
And sometimes, you know, then you start to get more of a little bit of a productive cough. And then I kind of like to say 3 days coming, 3 days here, 3 days going. Usually around, you know, 7 to 10 days is about right for a cold. Sometimes 14 days, sometimes 21, sometimes 3 days. Mm. Okay?
Okay. And hopefully it's 3 days.
Hopefully it's 3 days. And in fact, if you have actually seen that specific virus, uh-huh. Okay, you have built up an immunity after you've recovered from it, so you may not develop any symptoms at all, or it may be like a 24-hour little bug for you if you've seen it before. Okay?
Okay.
Unfortunately, like I said, they mutate. There's over 100 different viruses. There's probably over 4,000 different strains of these viruses out there that are all different. So our immune system can't just develop an immunity to the cold.
Right.
We can't get a vaccine to the cold, and we can't get one single pill that's specific for the cold like we can to some other viruses and bacteria.
Okay.
Okay?
And so when we get a cold, you know, like there's a lot of over-the-counter medications.
Correct.
You know, because we've all heard of some of the, if you take this right away, right when you feel the onset of a cold coming on, it's going to shorten the duration. Is that a myth or is that actually true?
That's actually pretty much a myth. Yeah. The stuff that we have treats the symptoms, but it usually doesn't treat the underlying process, okay? Mm. And I'll touch on that a little bit later, but I always like to say that the cure for the common cold and for most things doesn't come in a bottle.
Okay.
And the big thing is with the viruses, first what happens is you get a virus, okay, and you don't even know you have it, okay? And what you've done is that virus has gotten into your nose or your eyes or your mouth, and it starts to infiltrate, okay, the membranes, okay, of your nose or of your throat, and then it starts to replicate. Well, you still don't have symptoms maybe that first 24 or 48 hours, but it's replicating, and you can spread it. So you kind of always have to assume maybe someone has a cold because they're going to have no symptoms for 1 to 2 days before they start to present with the symptoms, okay?
Ah.
And then if it's mostly in the nose, you may start with a runny nose. If it's in the throat where it's replicating real fast, then you start to get a sore throat, okay? Because
mm-hmm.
that's when your immune system is starting to respond. It's causing redness. It's causing what we call inflammation, meaning it's causing swelling in the area and mucus to be produced, and it's causing pain or discomfort. Okay,
mm-hmm.
which we all do not like, I would presume.
Right.
And then as it kind of spreads, then you go from the throat or from the nose to the other areas. Okay, so it spreads throughout the system, becomes a little bit worse. Okay, the mucus gets a little bit heavier and thicker, more difficulties clearing it. Then you feel like your nose is all stuffed up, and you may start coughing up phlegm on a regular basis. So that's the process of the virus. Eventually, that thick mucus is mostly your immune system actually killing the cells that are infected with the viruses.
And getting it out of your system.
Correct. And that's why it turns yellow or green, because your system is responding appropriately,
mm-hmm.
okay, and it's clearing all these infected cells. It's destroying the cells and getting rid of them. And now it's got some repair work to do. So when we touch on how you treat the cold, we'll touch on the system of helping your immune system work, and then allowing it to repair the damage. The faster your immune system works, the faster it can you can recover, and the faster you feel better, which is what we all want.
Right.
All right?
Obviously.
And the immune system is a very large system, and that's why you do feel a little bit tired when you have a cold, because probably one of your largest system in the body is using a heck of a lot of your energy. So if we can supply it with the nutrients and things that it needs, it's going to work better.
Now, I always heard chicken soup.
Chicken noodle soup works.
Is that true?
That is one myth that is actually true.
Okay.
Chicken noodle soup does a couple things. Number one is chicken noodle soup is an anti-inflammatory. Okay.
Oh.
So it helps decrease inflammation, and the fluids as well as the steam and the hot actually helps liberate the mucus. So it kind of thins out the mucus. So chicken noodle soup is better than anything you could find in a bottle.
Awesome. Yeah, and I like it too. So it's something that's good.
Right.
Tastes good.
Yeah, and you have to remember that if you're a plant or if you're a chicken or whatever, you guys have to fight. They have to fight viruses too.
Huh.
Okay, it's not exclusive to humans. We
right.
like to think that we're very exclusive, but sometimes we're not as exclusive as we think we are. So they have developed mechanisms, proteins, and enzymes that actually attack viruses. And often they work against the viruses that we have to fight as well.
Huh.
So there is something in getting that chicken noodle soup. Whether it has to be chicken noodle, it probably works with vegetable and just regular noodle as well.
Right.
But for the most part, incorporating those, you know, lean meats, those vegetables into your system definitely has some anti-inflammatory and antiviral and bacterial properties that definitely sometimes can help us recover from things.
And now, what about orange juice? Because I always thought that has vitamin C and that's supposed to be good for you.
Yeah. I'm going to put the kibosh on the vitamin C, the echinacea, the vitamin E that have always been tried.
Okay.
We've done multiple studies. And we still can't say yes or no to most of them. But for the most part, if there's any benefit at either preventing or treating the cold, it's probably minimal.
Hmm.
That being said, probably the most, the potential benefit would probably be zinc of the big three that everyone thinks of, the vitamin C, the echinacea, and the zinc. Okay?
Oh, okay.
I think the majority of studies have shown vitamin C and echinacea are ineffective. Some studies have shown improvement with zinc, more so in teenagers, but also in adults, not with very young kids. And we may touch on that a little bit later.
Yeah, and I wanted to know, too, before we go to break, how long or when are you actually contagious? When are you contagious the entire time that you have the cold, or is it only during the first part? Or you know, like people may be wondering, should I go to work, or am I going to spread the virus, or should I send my child to school to spread? Or, you know, what is that incubation time, if you will?
Well, how that works is, like we touched on, you're going to be contagious prior to your symptoms, because the virus is there replicating, and then your immune system responds. As your immune system responds, it kind of covers the virus. So typically, you're contagious 1 to 2 days before you even know you have a cold.
Mm.
Okay? And that's the tricky part.
Right.
You really don't know if anyone has a cold.
Right.
So during those seasons, you have to kind of assume that everybody has a cold if you don't want to catch a cold. And then typically, after probably day number 5 through 7, typically you're not infectious.
Okay. And and what about, you know, like those wipes and the hand sanitizer? Does that help?
That does. That does. Definitely. Absolutely. This virus is spread mostly through secretions, meaning we get it on our hands. If a person has a cold, they get it on their hands. They touch doorknobs. They touch computers. They touch the grocery cart. They touch money. They touch everything. You know, we like to touch things.
We do.
We do.
We are touchy.
Especially kids, and that's why kids get so much. They touch everything, and they put everything in their mouth. And then we get it on our fingers, and we put it in our nose and our eye or our mouth, and then 2 days later, all of a sudden, we have a cold, and we don't know. Well, where did that come from?
Right.
Well, it could have been from the person in front of you at the grocery store gave some money to the cashier. It had their virus on it. The cashier gave it to you. You touched it. You walked out of the store. Wind blew. You got an itch in your eye. What do? You scratch your eye. Okay?
Yeah.
That's just a normal. That's a reflex.
Right,
and
right.
And then 2 days later,
you got a cold.
You got a cold.
Gotcha.
Okay?
All right.
But nothing beats soap and water. We got hand sanitizers and everything like that. They do help, but still nothing beats
good
soap
old
and water.
Soap and water.
Yeah.
That's
and,
awesome because that's cheap.
The better sanitizers are foam, and they leave a residue.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Good to know. Well, you are listening to Ask the Doctor, and today we are talking about the common cold, and boy, that affects everybody, doesn't it? Dr. Brent Beedling is in the house. If you've got a question, the phone lines are open at 340-1045. That's area code 904-340-1045. You're listening to Ask the Doctor on News 104.5 WOKV.
The new app from News 104.5 WOKV is available now. Your home for news, traffic, and weather is now available on your phone and tablet for free. Just search News 104.5 WOKV.
There's no place like home, especially when you're not feeling well. Only one hospital system in the region is now offering patients online check-in for emergency room and walk-in clinic visits, with the added convenience of being able to wait from the comfort of your own home. St. Vincent's has made the process easy. Simply visit waitathomeer.com and schedule your visit. When you arrive, we'll see you within 15 minutes, not hours. St. Vincent's Healthcare. Above, beyond, because.
Dear management and staff at St. Vincent's,
there are not enough ways to thank you for all the work you did to save my life.
Your staff really delivered on your mission, above, beyond, because.
These are actual letters our nurses and associates received from their patients at St. Vincent's.
You're here to help patients, not just to collect a paycheck.
My grandchildren also thank you for saving Papa. That's me.
Tell us about your experience at jackshealth.com. St. Vincent's Healthcare, above, beyond, because.
This is Dan Hodges, president of Duval Ford. You've heard me talk about how Duval Ford is a haggle and hassle-free dealership. We've made Duval Ford a safe place for you to buy a vehicle without all the back-and-forth games. We shop the market every single day so we can offer you our lowest price right up front and make sure we're as competitive as possible with our pricing.
This month, come take a look at a 2014 F-150 STX Super Cab for only $23,295.
Come experience the Duval Ford best price guarantee, haggle and hassle-free.
Hey, boss! Great idea for us to use a boat to get to this house we're breaking into.
Yeah, we'll see. You sure you know how to drive a boat?
Oh, yeah, I'm an excellent driver.
Uh-huh. Oh, look, another house with a Safe Touch sign in the yard.
Yeah, we've passed a bunch of them. I guess word's gotten out about how good they are with their video monitoring, two-way communicator, 45-second response guarantee.
Yeah, I get it. Safe Touch is amazing. That's why we stay away from Safe Touch houses. Wait. Why is the back of the boat dipping?
I don't know. Why is the front going up?
Oh, tell me you put the drain plug in.
The what?
No, we're sinking.
I didn't know a boat had a plug.
Where are my water wings?
Quick, boss. Swim for that house. The one with the Safe Touch sign.
No, oh, I hate Safe
Touch. Crooks know to stay away from Safe Touch houses. Hi, I'm Lester Jackson, president of Safe Touch Security Systems. No one beats our technology or our price.
Call 886-4664 or go to safetouch.com. State license number EF233.
Nowadays, people are living longer. But does a longer life mean a better life? If you suffer from ED, this message is for you. Men's Medical Clinic specializes in personalized treatment programs with prescription medication custom blended just for you. It's called the Hornsby Method. Developed by Kevin Hornsby, MD, it's designed to perform where other treatments and medicines fail. Call 1-800-777-1922 now to receive your free copy of Dr. Hornsby's book, A Doctor's Guide to Erectile Dysfunction. Learn about ways in which the Hornsby Method has helped men reclaim their sex lives, regardless of age or medical history. Call 1-800-777-1922 for your free copy of Dr. Hornsby's book. Don't let ED prevent you from enjoying a better life. Call Men's Medical Clinic. 1-800-777-1922. That's 1-800-777-1922.
Hot, hot, hot. Can you believe this weather out there? Hi, this is Stan Nagel for Energy Seal Foam Insulation, reminding you that you're burning up. This time of year, your attic temperature average is 130 degrees. Nothing like paying high energy bills, and you're still hot. Do something about it. Spray foaming your attic with Energy Seal really works. A cooler attic means a cooler home, a cooler bonus room. Everything is more comfortable. Right now, we're offering 25% off our summer rates. Call us today at 888-306-3626 or look us up on the web at energysealtoday.com. Call us today for a free estimate, 888-306-3626.
Hi, I'm Lisa the Boatinista, owner of the Freedom Boat Club. Since 1989, we know how to keep boating exciting, affordable, and hassle-free. Freedom Boat Club is the largest boat club in the United States with 68 locations for you to use. We always have stylish new boats available for half-day trips or even all-day voyages. Members especially enjoy the fun of our boating lifestyle events like dock parties, sunset cruises, flotillas to the Jags games, and fishing seminars. I invite you to see for yourself with a private tour and a boat ride, or visit us at freedomboatclub.com.
Taking action is greater than waiting. Today is greater than tomorrow. Seize the Lexus you've always wanted with the Lexus Seize the Moment Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event. Get special financing on all CPO models. Every vehicle undergoes a meticulous inspection and comes with roadside assistance. See Brumos Lexus of Jacksonville and Brumos Lexus of Orange Park.
Not all customers will qualify for APR. Offer now until November 3rd. Coverage in the continental U.S.
The WOKV First Alert Forecast.
An isolated or widely scattered shower or thunderstorm this afternoon. Otherwise, it's going to be hot today under partly sunny skies. A high in the low 90s, a 7 on the WOKV weather meter. Partly cloudy tonight in the low to mid 70s and partly sunny, hot, and humid tomorrow. Around 90 with a few afternoon showers and thunderstorms. Those storms increase for the early and middle part of next week. I'm Action News Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish for News 104.5 WOKV.
Welcome back to Ask the Doctor, brought to you by St. Vincent's Healthcare and News 104.5 WOKV. I'm your host, Roxy Tyler, and the doctor is in the house. We're talking about the common cold today with Dr. Brent Beadley. He is a family practice and sports medicine doctor. And before the break, we were talking about, you know, how you can actually have a cold for like a couple of days before you get any symptoms. And now we're going to talk a little bit about some of the treatments and something that can help you along. And what are some of the treatments that you would suggest?
There are many treatments that I would suggest. Most of them start basically with treating the symptoms of the cold, because we don't have, like I said, we don't have a cure for the cold. So the idea of treating it would be to rev your system up, or maybe not rev your system. I guess maybe that might not be a bad word, because everyone thinks of caffeine and really overdoing it there, and that's probably the last thing you need. Mm-hmm. But really, to help your, you know, if you're a sports athlete and you know the Jaguars or the Axemen or teams like that, you know, they want to be as prepared as possible for the game. So they got their plan. They've got their proper nutrition. They've gotten their rest. They're well hydrated. They are ready to go. Okay.
Right.
We want to do the same thing with our immune system. Okay. We want it to operate efficiently, attacking that virus. Okay. Getting rid of the bad cells and then repairing the damage. And the faster it works, okay, the better we are. So we want the pro team on there. We don't want the amateurs messing with our cold virus.
Right,
okay?
right.
So a lot of the treatments really are things that are just basically common sense, okay? Things like getting the proper nutrition, okay? Getting regular rest. Even a little exercise helps our immune system to respond, as long as it's not too much and we don't overdo it. We want to avoid fatigue. Mm-hmm. We do want to stay hydrated, okay, but we don't want to overhydrate, okay, because if we overhydrate, that can actually make our symptoms worse, especially if it drops our salt and things like that are too low. So we want to push fluids, but we don't want to really, really max out on the fluids.
Okay. Now, what about those fluids, those sports drinks that have some salt in them? Is that good?
I think that's good.
Okay.
It's not so much the salt. It's just really the fluids. So
okay.
Water is very good. You know, depending on what your weight is, you know, Gatorade's got quite a bit of calories. So, you know, if you can't afford the calories, you may want to go something like Power Zero or with G2, which has less calories if you're into the sports drinks.
Mm-hmm.
But water works pretty good.
Okay.
And, of course, we touched on chicken noodle soup, and that's actually usually a low-calorie meal alternative that works real well for the cold and won't pack on the pounds.
And I love chicken noodle soup. I don't know about you, but it's one of my favorite things.
Yeah.
Well, we can send a man into outer space, but we still can't cure the common cold. And it is the season now. We've got the doctor in the house to answer your questions live on the air. If you have a question, all you have to do is get on the line now at 340-1045. That's 904-340-1045. And when we come back, we're going to answer an off-air question from Rick in Arlington. But you can get on air, too, at 340-1045. Right now, the latest news from Fox, your full weekend forecast. You're listening to Ask the Doctor on News 104.5 WOKV.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lillian Wu. A manhunt underway after the killing of a Pennsylvania state trooper, the wounding of another in a shooting in northeastern Pennsylvania.
Last night, three different agencies from three different states went to the crime scene from New York, Pennsylvania, as well as New Jersey. SWAT team responded last night as soon as the shots were fired. Helicopters were in the air searching for the suspects, again, in a wooded area.
Fox's Ryan Yenis.
State Police Commissioner Frank Noonan said the attack seemed to be directly solely squared on the state troopers.
Minnesota Viking Adrian Peterson booked and released in Texas on a child abuse charge.
This grand jury was provided lots of evidence over a significant number of weeks.
Phil Grant, assistant DA, Montgomery County, Texas. Peterson's attorney says he's a loving father who used his judgment to discipline his child. Fox News, we report, you decide.
This is Jacksonville's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic. News 104.5 WOKV.
There's no place like home, especially when you're not feeling well. Only one hospital system in the region is now offering patients online check-in for emergency room and walk-in clinic visits, with the added convenience of being able to wait from the comfort of your own home. St. Vincent's has made the process easy. Simply visit waitathomeer.com and schedule your visit. When you arrive, we'll see you within 15 minutes, not hours. St. Vincent's Healthcare. Above, beyond, because.
Dear management and staff at St. Vincent's,
there are not enough ways to thank you for all the work you did to save my life.
Your staff really delivered on your mission. Above, beyond, because.
These are actual letters our nurses and associates received from their patients at St. Vincent's.
You're here to help patients, not just to collect a paycheck.
My grandchildren also thank you for saving Papa. That's me.
Tell us about your experience at jackshealth.com. St. Vincent's Healthcare. Above, beyond, because.
When a car dealership quotes you one price online and another at the dealership, walk out. Otherwise, you'll be negotiating for all those add-ons that you didn't even want. Duval Honda is a safe place to buy a vehicle. They shop the market every single day so that they can genuinely offer you their best possible price right up front without all the games.
This month, come take a look at a 2014 Honda Accord Sedan CVT LX for only $240 per month for 35 months. Duval Honda, our best possible price right up front, haggle and hassle-free. We guarantee it.
Do your teeth seem to be getting longer or showing ugly roots? Are they sensitive when you eat or drink? You may have looked into gum grafting before and were scared away by traditional methods that involve cutting tissue, incisions, sutures, pain, and a long recovery time. This is Dr. Eric Burgess, and I'm proud to introduce to Jacksonville a breakthrough technique for complete gum rejuvenation. It's quick, easy, and instantly pleasing. Now there is a better way. If you have receding gums, you're showing ugly roots, or experiencing sensitivity, find us online at burgesscenter.com. That's burgesscenter.com.
Hey, it's Andy Dean here. I want to talk about the best home builder in Northeast Florida. That's Dream Finders Homes. That's right, Dream Finders Homes. And why is buying local important? Because buying local means you get more quality for less money. Give them a chance to prove their value to you. And be sure to ask about Andy's upgrade. That's right, Andy's upgrade. It's a free upgrade just for you. Go to dreamfindershomes.com. That's dreamfindershomes.com. Or call 644-7670. That's 644-7670. 70.
The WOKV First Alert Forecast.
A 7 on the WOKV weather meter. Hot today, partly sunny skies, a widely scattered or isolated shower or thunderstorm this afternoon, with a high in the low 90s, dropping into low to mid 70s tonight under clear to partly cloudy skies. Partly sunny, hot and humid again tomorrow, around 90, with a few afternoon showers and thunderstorms developing. Those storms increase early next week, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, with highs in the mid to upper 80s. I'm Action News Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish for News 104.5 WOKV.
Now the latest from the Safe Touch Security Traffic Center.
You're moving up to speed, leaving the downtown area on the Arlington Expressway. It's less than 10 minutes from the Matthews Bridge to Regency Plaza. And there are no delays or slowdowns heading out to the beaches this afternoon on Butler Boulevard. Give yourself 13 minutes to get from I-95 past the Town Center out over the Intracoastal to A1A. And you're moving up to speed heading into downtown on I-10 eastbound. It's 6 minutes from the West Beltway to the 95 split downtown. With Jacksonville's only Saturday traffic, I'm Tim Tompkins.
A promotional fee has been paid by the sponsor of this program. For its editorial content, statements, views, and beliefs expressed by the sponsor do not reflect those of WOKV or Cox Media Group. Our Ask the Experts weekend continues with Ask the Doctor. Ask the Doctor. Brought to you by St. Vincent's Healthcare. To ask a question, give us a call at 340-1045. Here's your host, Roxy Tyler. Roxy
Tyler. Well, you may think you know everything there is to know about the common cold, but I've already learned some new things today, and I think you will too. We have a doctor in the house today. We're talking about the common cold. There's no cure for it, but we've got some very interesting things, that tidbits that Dr. Brent Kent Beadley has shared with us today. And one thing is, you can have a cold for like 2 days before you even develop any symptoms. So that's why it's important you stay on top of everything. And Dr. Brent Beadley is here. He is a family practice and sports medicine doctor with St. Vincent's. And we do have an off-air call right now from Rick in Arlington, and he wants to know, why does gargling with warm salt water seem to help a sore throat? You know, a lot of times they get sore throats when you get a common cold. And why does that? I mean, it does seem to help a little bit. Why is that?
Well, it's for some people it does. I'm not a real big fan of gargling with salt water. However, it does. You've got the salt sometimes acts as a little bit of an anti-inflammatory and soothes the mucous membranes.
Okay.
And the warmer water may help thin the secretions and everything like that. So, so gargling with warm salt water does help. I would probably maybe try hot tea. I don't know. I don't think that would be any difference. Maybe something that tastes a little bit better.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I just don't like the taste. I know every time I get a sore throat, my mom says, well, gargle with warm salt water. That's the first thing she tells me. And I'm like, yuck. Okay, but
and like you said, you know, what is nice is you can go to the store and get some lozenges and treat some of the symptoms of the cold. So something like acephalol lozenges actually has an analgesic to it, meaning a numbing kind of a medication that does help it. And they usually typically a lot of the things like Hall's Defense and the cold eases, they have a little bit of menthol. And menthol is like that helps out. That seems to soothe the mucous membranes and makes it feel good.
Yeah, clears your nose and kind of clears your head of some of that.
Correct. And the other thing that it also does is it keeps it lubricated back there, so it really doesn't dry out. And if it gets really, really dry, then it's going to get more and more inflamed. And, you know, that's the big thing. You have a sore throat and you don't want to put anything in your mouth because it's sore whenever you do. But we find that, you know, if you suck on a lozenge or try to stay, you know, keep up with the fluids, actually it will definitely help out. And, you know, we don't want to put anything in the throat. It's inflamed. But typically if we get a little fluids in there and we keep it moist, it's going to be a little bit happier.
Good. Okay. Now, and before some of the people that may just be tuning in now, we were talking about how you can actually have the common cold because it's passed so easily, you know, through money at the grocery store, or, you know, and you just, you know, touch your face, and your children are going to school now and maybe they come home with it and you don't even know that they have it, because like you said, it could be like an incubation in your body for a couple of days before you even see a symptom. So and it can come with a fever, and I wanted to ask you about this too. If you do have a fever, is it something that you should, you know, rush to get some Tylenol or something like that, you know, pretty quickly? Or is that another kind of your immune system trying to fight off this virus?
Yes, obviously your immune system likes it a little bit warmer, so the fever is actually your immune system responding. And, you know, you have a repair process going on, so your immune system is going to take a lot of your energy. So it's going to take your energy, and you're going to run probably a little bit of a low-grade fever. That's not uncommon. It just tells you that your immune system is working on something. Like we said, the virus does get into your system, and it starts to replicate a couple days. So you're contagious a couple days before your immune system even responds. But then when your immune system starts to respond, you start to get localized symptoms, and you also, you know, like a sore throat or a runny nose, or some nasal congestion, and then you get a little bit of the fatigue and maybe a little bit of a low-grade fever starts and some general just kind of achiness kind of. Something, an analgesic definitely would help. I think the biggest ones that you always hear about are Tylenol and the NSAIDs like Advil and Aleve, and then there's aspirin. I kind of, you know, counsel most of my patients, unless there's a reason not to use those or not to use NSAIDs because you may have had a gastric ulcer or something like that, I like Advil and Aleve. Tylenol you can easily overdose on, and you got a lot of other products like decongestants and cold remedies that have Tylenol in it, and you may not even know it. So you may be getting it from a decongestant and then also getting more Tylenol, and you may overload your symptom with Tylenol, which would put a big strain on your liver.
Okay.
So the NSAIDs like Advil or Aleve tend to be a little bit less problems as far as your system is concerned. And typically they're easier to dose, okay? Uh-huh. And they typically are a little bit better at reducing inflammation. Tylenol doesn't reduce inflammation. It helps with pain and with fever, But the NSAIDs and aspirin reduce inflammation, they treat fever, and they treat pain, okay?
Huh.
And when we have a sore throat, that's a pain.
Right.
So a little bit of Advil or a little bit of Aleve would help with that.
Mm-hmm.
They would also reduce the inflammation, so decrease the swelling, okay? And they would decrease the redness and make you feel a little bit better that way. So I think there's an added benefit of aspirin or Advil or Aleve, the NSAIDs. Now, with aspirin, we have to watch it in the teenagers group, the people under 20 a lot, because if it's a type of virus like a chickenpox virus or another virus that maybe not be a cold, but you may think it is, and you're treating that, there's something called Ray syndrome, which is very severe, okay, but it's caused by using aspirin with certain types of viruses. So typically what I advise is to avoid aspirin in the
20 and younger?
Correct. 20 and younger is probably a good idea.
Okay.
So that leaves us with Tylenol and the NSAIDs as a general recommendations, and I prefer the NSAIDs.
Okay.
But that being said, some people
like the Tylenol better.
Some people, yes.
Okay.
Tylenol works for some people. Advil works for some people. Aleve works for some people.
So it's just...
Everybody's different, so mm-hmm. we respond differently to those things. But I like the anti-inflammatory effects of those analgesics. Now, if we go further, decongestants do seem to help the symptoms, okay? Does it reduce the common cold? It typically won't reduce it, okay? Some studies have shown maybe an 8% reduction in the duration of a cold. But really, it's not about reducing it. We're trying to make you comfortable, more comfortable.
Right.
So typically, decongestants, okay, and then there's antihistamines and cough suppressants, okay,
mm-hmm.
as well as the analgesics that we just talked about. I recommend against antihistamines, okay, only because antihistamines, the ones that do seem to work with the common cold are usually drowsy formulas, things like Benadryl, okay, where it's what we call one of the sedating antihistamines. And the ones like the Claritins that treat allergies, they don't really help the common cold, okay?
Hmm.
And you got to remember is our immune system, okay, responds to allergens, and that causes allergies. Well, I always thought that if we put the antihistamine, aren't we maybe kind of suppressing our immune system a little bit to some degree that may benefit us at treating the virus? So that's why I typically recommend against antihistamines, because they're of limited benefit,
uh-huh.
if any, okay?
Right.
And they may actually slow the process of your immune system doing its job.
So better to do just the decongestants.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I like topical. I mean, why do you want to take a pill like Sudafed or phenylephrine, okay,
mm-hmm.
that's got a lot of side effects to it? It may rev you up. It may slow you down. It may cause your stomach to get upset.
Mm-hmm.
When you can usually do something like a decongestant nasal spray, like an Afrin or a neosinephrine, that works topically where you want it. You want it in your nose.
Right.
You
right.
don't want it in your foot. You don't
uh-huh.
want it in your toe.
No.
Okay. I mean, it doesn't need a decongestant, but it's going to get there.
Right, right.
So let's just use a topical one. Now, that being said, we only recommend those for 3 to 4 days. They really only have benefit for 3 to 4 days. And if you use it longer than that, your nose kind of can become addicted and you can get a rebound continuous congestion. So if you have to use if you're using a decongestant, especially if it's a topical decongestant, a nasal spray, limit it to 3 to 4 days.
Okay.
Okay. Because it's not going to be effective any more than that. And it may cause problems in the future for you.
Yeah, I've heard people getting hooked on those. Yeah.
As far as cough suppressants, they're basically useless. Okay?
Really? Okay.
In fact, buckwheat honey, especially for kids, is better than any cough suppressant. And I don't know if it's they say buckwheat honey because the studies were done with buckwheat honey, but
uh-huh.
probably any honey.
Just a spoonful?
Just a teaspoon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. At bedtime. Okay, 2 teaspoons.
And they
if they're
probably
bigger.
Like that. That
sure.
tastes good.
It tastes a heck of a lot better than any cough syrup I've ever tried.
And it's cheaper probably,
yeah.
too. Yeah. Okay.
Absolutely.
Well, that's great information.
Yeah, and a lot of times, these remedies have side effects.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and the side effects
may be worse than the...
You've got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The cure may be worse
yeah.
than the
And we
cold.
Touched on the vitamin C and the echinacea and the vitamin and the zinc. And like I said, they really haven't been shown to help prevent the cold.
But
okay.
the zinc has helped the most.
Zinc, they say, it seems to help the most, especially if you get it on board in the first 24 hours. Now, that being said, avoid the nasal spray zinc. That can damage the cells, the nerve cells in your nose that give you a sense of smell. So if you have to do it, you're probably best off with the tablets or the lozenges.
Okay.
Sometimes the lozenges have a little metallic taste to it, so some people don't like it. So then the tablets would be beneficial.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So zinc. Okay. And then I wanted to also ask you one more question before we take Justin's call. He's waiting on the line. How long of a period of time are you contagious if you have the cold?
Yeah. Typically, you start being contagious 24 to 48 hours prior to onset of your symptoms.
Uh-huh.
And then typically by day number 5 or 6, and definitely probably by day number 7 after you've had the cold, mm-hmm. you're pretty much not contagious at that time.
Okay.
But remember, it's spread through secretions.
Right.
Now, if someone sneezes directly on your face or something mm-hmm. like that, it could be spread that way. But it's mostly from your hands.
Right.
So the key is wash your hands, keep them clean, and away from your face. Don't touch the face.
Gotcha.
Don't touch the eyes. Don't mm-hmm. touch the nose. Don't touch the mouth.
Okay.
Especially during certain seasons. Kids go back to school.
Fall.
In the fall.
Mm-hmm.
Big season for colds.
Okay.
People gather indoors, not so much here in Florida. We actually gather indoors more during the rainy season season here. Uh-huh. So sometimes we have more colds in the summer than we do in the winter.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
sometimes the winter's nice and we're outdoors.
Yeah.
But in the north, and that may be why we get the cold reference, is people gather indoors.
Mm-hmm.
And they're touching other things and touching other people. And
they're
touching their nose and their face. And we're closer.
Yeah.
Yes.
Close contact.
Yes. And
yeah.
always don't drink after other people. I mean, you know, you don't know if they have a cold or not.
Right. Because they're not going to show symptoms for a couple of days.
Sure.
Which is something I just learned today. So
sure.
Thanks for that. Well, let's go to the phone lines now. 340-1045 is the number to call. And we've got Justin from the South Side. Hi, Justin. How are you?
Hey, how are you doing today?
Good, doing well. What is your question for the doctor today?
My question is, I understand, you know, in the event of old age, it's, you know, key to try and avoid, you know, the common cold. But say, you know, in developmental stage and even in midlife, how necessary is it, being that the immune system technically is a muscle that needs development, how important is it to avoid the common cold, being that it, in essence, it basically helps to build our immune system and prepare us for the next common cold? That's actually two part. I got another question as well, but that would be my first question.
Okay.
That's an excellent question, Justin. In fact, that is true. And that kind of is part of the reason why children get so many colds. Not only do they touch everything, and I haven't seen a child, especially 2 to 3 years old, that doesn't put a toy or something in their mouth before they start to play with it. But they haven't seen these viruses before. So typically a young child is going to get 7 to 8 colds a year. Okay. Mm-hmm. Then as we get older, typically an older adult, maybe 1, maybe 2 colds a year, because we have a more developed immune system. So there is very something to exercising your immune system that may be beneficial, okay? And, you know, and we're using a lot of sanitizers and everything like that. So are we, in the long run, doing damage to our immune systems as we're doing that? I can't tell you that. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I wish I did. And maybe studies will eventually show that out. The other thing is like we said, because, you know, when the kids go back to school, they're spreading it. They don't have a developed immune system. They're getting a lot of these viruses. Their viruses are mutating. That's our little petri dish, these kids. And then they bring it home. So parents, you can expect 3 to 4
colds
a year.
Yeah.
And then, like I said, adults without children or older adults, typically maybe 1 to 2 a year. So there's definitely, as we grow older, we tend to get less colds. Absolutely. And that's a very good question as far as exercising that muscle. I wouldn't recommend that you go out and try to catch every cold you can to exercise that muscle, because you'd probably be pretty miserable. But I definitely think that Justin touches on a point, is that, you know, without exercise, with exercise, we develop things like muscles, and the more we use our immune system and the more it sees, the more immunity it will have to future problems. That's absolutely correct. Where the balance is trying to catch colds and not catch colds.
Mm-hmm.
I'd probably say stay away from the cold if you can, because it's not fun to have a cold. But for the most part, you know, if you catch a cold, in a way, that would be beneneficial,
because it would give you help you prevent it. Okay, what's your second question?
My second question is, there's been some new research that's been done that I found was interesting. It was had to do with, I think it was either enzyme or something that's contained in chicken fat. The old adage that, you know, chicken soup will cure a cold. I know that he mentioned zinc, but I'm wondering, you know, in comparison, or how it does compare to zinc, is the new chemical that's been found in chicken fat to help boost our immune system. Whether it's more or on par with zinc.
Actually, we touched on that a little bit earlier, and you're absolutely right. Chicken noodle soup has been proven beneficial, okay? And it acts as an anti-inflammatory and thins the mucus. But one of the things is that we do know is that chicken, okay, the animals, okay, be it cattle, be it chicken, be it ham, as well as vegetables, plants that we grow, they have enzymes and proteins that attack viruses because, like we said, viruses are not exclusive to humans. Plants can get viruses. Chickens can get viruses. In fact, that's where the influenza usually starts is in birds. Mm-hmm. Okay. Pigs can get viruses. Okay. So they have enzymes and proteins that can actually help fight or prevent viruses and other bacteria. So I don't think it's necessarily – they're not giving us any immunity. But what these enzymes may be doing, okay, these phytochemicals as we call them, are helping us attack the virus doing what they do. And that's why I say you can't find these enzymes in a bottle. They're not in a bottle. They're coming from eating proper nutrition, whole grains, fruits, vegetables, low-fat, dairy. That's what you attack things with. That's how you support your immune system.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thanks, Justin.
Yeah, thanks, Justin, for the call. We appreciate that. All right. You are listening to Ask the Doctor. We are talking about the common cold today, and we're learning a whole lot of stuff about that, too. So stay tuned for more Ask the Doctor right here on News 104.5 WOKV.
Know when to listen. You'll hear it on the hour, the half hour, and urgent breaking news
when it happens. Because knowing when to listen
is as important as listening.
Stay connected.
On air, online, and in our new app, Jacksonville's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic is News 104.5 WOKV.
There's no place like home, especially when you're not feeling well. Only one hospital system in the region is now offering patients online check-in for emergency room and walk-in clinic visits, with the added convenience of being able to wait from the comfort of your own home. St. Vincent's has made the process easy. Simply visit waitathomeer.com and schedule your visit. When you arrive, we'll see you within 15 minutes, not hours. St. Vincent's Healthcare. Above, beyond, because.
Dear management and staff at St. Vincent's,
there are not enough ways to thank you for all the work you did to save my life.
Your staff really delivered on your mission, above, beyond, because.
These are actual letters our nurses and associates received from their patients at St. Vincent's.
You're here to help patients, not just to collect a paycheck.
My grandchildren also thank you for saving Papa. That's me.
Tell us about your experience at jackshealth.com. St. Vincent's Healthcare, above, beyond, because.
Hi, I'm Rick Edelman. Do you have a great financial advisor? You can afford it. In fact, you can't afford not to. A great advisor will give you a globally diversified portfolio based on your goals, risk tolerance, and need for income. Plus, you'll get strategic rebalancing, complete tax record keeping, and 24/7 access to your account. A great advisor will make sure you're saving enough and in the right kind of account, and that your beneficiary designations are correct. A great advisor will make sure you have the right insurance, wills and trusts, and mortgage, and that you're getting the most from your employee benefits at work. Best of all, a great financial planner is affordable and delivers great value. So call us at Edelman Financial Services at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us at rickedelman.com. That's ricestelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through Sanders Morris Harris, Inc., an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
It's the kickoff you've waited for. The league-leading trucks, SUVs, and cars. They're taking the field now at Orange Park Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. During Truck Month, get new 2014 Rams up to $11,000 off MSRP. New Dodge Chargers from just $22,995. New Chrysler 200s in town and countries. New Jeep Wranglers and Grand Cherokees. Save thousands on clearance vehicles. Save even more on Dodge Challengers and Journeys. Get top dollar for your trade. Even if you owe more than it's worth, get all the help you need with credit. We work with all credit scores. Get on the field and score more saving. Go west and save on Blanding. Head straight to the kickoff. Monday nights may be for football, but every day's the day to save when you head west to Orange Park Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Online, opcjd.com.
Certain restrictions apply. See our weekly ad in the Florida Times Union for details.
Hot, hot, hot. Can you believe this weather out there? Hi, this is Stan Nagel for Energy Seal Foam Insulation, reminding you that you're burning up. This time of year, your attic temperature averages 130 degrees. Nothing like paying high energy bills, and you're still hot. Do something about it. Spray foaming your attic with Energy Seal really works. A cooler attic means a cooler home, a cooler bonus room. Everything is more comfortable. Right now, we're offering 25% off our summer rates. Call us today at 888-306-3626 or look us up on the web at energysealtoday.com. Call us today for a free estimate, 888-306-3626.
Is your business on the rise? Each week, one local business will be highlighted as the WOKV Business of the Week. Northeast Florida's most important media outlet is searching for businesses on the rise. To learn more and to nominate a business, go to WOKV.com and click on the Business of the Week tab. This week's Business of the Week is Aroma Cigar and Wine Bar. You can find them online at www.aromascigars.com.
The WOKV First Alert Forecast.
An isolated or widely scattered shower or thunderstorm this afternoon. Otherwise, it's going to be hot today under partly sunny skies. A high in the low 90s, a 7 on the WOKV weather meter. Partly cloudy tonight in the low to mid 70s and partly sunny, hot and humid tomorrow. Around 90 with a few afternoon showers and thunderstorms. Those storms increase for the early and middle part of next week. I'm Action News Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish for News 104.5 WOKV.
What's better than golf on a Monday? Go off the tee with Jamie Dupree. Monday, September 22nd. Green and cart fees, barbecue lunch, and tournament prizes. Just $50. Buy your tickets now at WOKV.com.
This is Ask the Doctor, brought to you by St. Vincent's Healthcare and News 104.5. We've got Dr. Brent Beedling in the house. He is a family practice and sports medicine doctor. And we've been talking about the common cold today, but one thing we haven't talked about yet is when you need to go to the doctor. So, Dr. Beedling.
Absolutely. I think that's very important. It may seem like the common cold, but it may not be. Things that we worry about, sinus infections, bronchitis, pneumonia, strep throat. So if it's really, really a sore throat, not much nasal congestion, things like for kids, croup, bronchiolitis. So if you have a prolonged fever, more than 2 to 3 days, probably might be a bad idea to touch base with the doctor. If it's a high fever, for adults over 102.5, for kids 103.5. If you have a severe headache, extreme fatigue, you should be a little bit tired, but you shouldn't be extremely tired. If you really start to get a productive cough and a lot of congestion in your chest, or some wheezing that's really, really bad, go see the doctor. If you only have a sore throat and maybe a high-grade fever, probably a good idea to go see the doctor. If it starts to get better after day 3 to 5, then it starts to get worse, go see the doctor. That's usually indicative of a bronchitis or a sinus infection. Ear pain, especially in children. Think about going in to see the doctor. They may have a bacterial ear infection. So all these things, viruses can start the course, and then a bacterial can take over. So listen to your body. You kind of know the cold. 3 days coming, 3 days going, three days leaving. So 9 to 10 days, it should run that typical course like we discussed today.
All right. Thank you so much, Dr. Beedling. And thank you for tuning in to Ask the Doctor. Now stay tuned for Pet Health Talk. That's coming up next on News 104.5 WOKV.
WOKV.com and on the News 104.5 app. WOKV Jacksonville. WOKV FM Atlantic Beach.
Hi, I'm Lisa the Boatinista, owner of the Freedom Boat Club. Since 1989, we know how to keep boating exciting, affordable, and hassle-free. Freedom Boat Club is the largest boat club in the United States with 68 locations for you to use. We always have stylish new boats available for half-day trips or even all-day voyages.